Dear countrymen, Namaste. During Diwali festivities, you must have thoroughly enjoyed holidays. You may also got a chance to visit places. Business and occupations would have resumed with new zeal and excitement. On the other hand, Christmas preparations must also have begun. Festivals have their own significance in society and life. Sometimes festivals heal the wounds and sometimes they give a new energy. But when there is a crisis at the same time of festivals, it becomes more painful. There is news from almost each corner of the world about some natural calamity. News about unprecedented natural calamities. We are feeling the climate changes fast-growing impact now. In our country, heavy rains in non-monsoon weather, and that too for a long period, especially in Tamil Nadu. Huge losses have been reported and other states have also been affected. Many people have lost their lives in this hour of crisis, and I express my condolences towards those families. State governments carry out all possible rescue and relief work. Central government too works shoulder to shoulder with them always. At present, a central team is in Tamil Nadu, but I have full confidence in the strength of Tamil Nadu. Despite this crisis, the state will once again start growing at a fast pace and it will continue to play its role in taking the country forward. When we see crisis all around, we feel the need to bring in a lot of changes. 15 years ago, natural calamity used to be handled by the agriculture department because back then, most of the times, natural calamity used to be in the form of and limited to famine. Today, its form has changed. It has become mandatory to us to work on capacity building at every level. Governments, civil society, citizens, every small institution will have to scientifically work on capacity building. After the earthquake in Nepal, I had spoken to the Prime Minister of Pakistan, Sri Nawaz Sharif. I had given him a suggestion that all SAARC countries together should carry out a joint exercise for disaster preparedness. I am happy that a table talk exercise and a seminar workshop on best practices of 8 SAARC countries recently concluded in Delhi. A good beginning has been made. I have received a phone call from Lakhvinder Singh of Jalandhar, Punjab. I am Lakhvinder Singh of District Jalandhar in Punjab. We do organic farming here and also guide many people about it. I have a question that how to guide people about the harm they cause to the microbacteria of the earth by burning paddy fields and also how to get relief from pollution in Delhi, Haryana and Punjab. Lakhvinder Singh ji, I am very happy to listen to your message. I felt happy that you are practicing organic farming. You not only practice organic farming yourself, but also understand problems faced by other farmers. Your concern is valid, but it is not limited only to Haryana and Punjab. It is a practice across the country. And traditionally also, we have fallen into the habit of burning the crop stubble. Earlier, we did not have any idea of the damage it caused. We were simply following the practices adopted by others. Secondly, we were not trained about the alternative methods and it carried on. And it added to the present crisis of climate change. And when the impact was felt in cities, then voices were raised. But the pain you expressed is valid. First solution is that we need to train our farmers and make them aware of its impact. That burning crop stubble may save them time, energy and prepare the field for the next crop. But it is not a reality. Crop stubble itself is very valuable. It itself is an organic manure and we are destroying it. If cut into pieces, it becomes nutritional feed for the cattle. By practice of burning, the upper layer of the soil gets destroyed. My farmer brothers and sisters, think a moment. Our bones are strong, heart is strong, kidney are strong, and everything is strong. But what will happen if the skin is burnt? Will we be able to survive? Even if the heart is intact, we won't be able to live. Just as it is difficult to survive if our skin is burnt, similarly, by burning crop stubbles, we actually burn the skin of Mother Earth. The upper layer of the land gets burnt, which turns our fertile land into barren land. Therefore, positive efforts must be made. If the stubble is buried under the soil, it turns into manure. If it is filled in a ditch with worms and water, it turns into a high-quality organic manure. It can be used for feed for cattle. Not only it protects the soil, but also it doubly beneficial when same manure is used again. Once, I had a chance to talk to the banana planters and they shared a very good experience with me. Earlier, when they used to grow banana and after the harvest, they had to spend thousands of rupees to remove the crop stubbles. They had to wait for the tractors to come to carry them away. But some farmers started cutting these banana stubbles into small pieces and burying them under soil. And they gained this experience that these banana stubble have so much water content that any plant growing at the same place won't need irrigation for 3 months. And the water inside banana stubbles keeps the next crop alive. And now these banana stubbles have also become valuable. The farmers have started earning from these banana stubbles. Earlier, they had to pay to clean these banana stubbles. And now, demand for these stubbles has gone up. A small experiment has resulted in big benefit. Our farmer brothers are no less than scientists. Dear countrymen, the world will observe International Day of Persons with Disabilities on the 3rd December. In the last edition of Mann Ki Baat, I had talked about organ donation. I had also mentioned NOTO's helpline for organ donation. I was told that phone calls to the helpline have gone up by 7 times after the Mann Ki Baat address. The website hits have also went up by 2.5 times. 27th November was observed as Indian Organ Donation Day. Eminent social personalities participated in this. Many noted personalities, including film actress Raveena Tandon, are associated with it. Organ donation can save valuable lives. Organ donation, in a way, brings immortality. When an organ is transplanted in another body, not only the organ gets a new life, but also the body. There cannot be a better donation than this. A national registry of patients awaiting organ transplant and organ donors has been launched on the 27th of November. MyGov.in organized a nationwide competition to design logo for NOTO, donor card and slogan. I was surprised to see large-scale participation and the innovative and sensitive way in which participants expressed themselves. I am confident that awareness will spread in this field and the needy will get the best possible support. This help cannot come from anywhere unless someone donates. As I have already mentioned, 3rd December is observed as Disability Day. People with mental and physical disabilities are full of unparalleled courage and capabilities. It pains when they are ridiculed, when they are shown sympathy and pity. If we change the way we look at them, they can be a source of inspiration for us. They can inspire us to achieve something big. We complain even in the times of small crisis. Then we are reminded our problems are so small and how does he survive? How does he live? How does he work? And that is why they are a source of inspiration for us. Their determination, fighting spirit and desire to turn adversity into opportunity is praiseworthy. Today, I want to talk about Javed Ahmed. He is about 40 to 42 years old. Javed Ahmed was shot at by terrorists in 1996 in Kashmir, but he survived. But he lost his kidney and part of his intestine due to bullet injury. He sustained serious spinal injury and could no longer stand on his feet. But he did not give up. Terror could not defeat him due to his passion to live. But the biggest thing is that an innocent person had to face such hardship. Still, he does not carry any grudge, anger. Javed turned his crisis into compassion. He dedicated his life towards social service. Though his body does not support him, still, he has devoted himself to educate children for last 20 years. How can infrastructure for physically disabled persons can be improved? He is working to improve conditions for disabled at public places and government offices. He has also diverted his studies in this direction. He has acquired a master's degree in social work. Being a social activist and aware citizen, he has emerged as Messiah of disabled and triggered a silent revolution. Isn't Javed's life inspiring all of us in all corners of India? I especially remember Javed Ahmed's life for his dedication on 3rd December. I am talking about only Javed due to paucity of time. But in every corner of the country, there are such examples showing a ray of hope in lives. 3rd December is an occasion to remember all such persons and draw inspiration. Our country is so vast and we are dependent on government for many things. People of all classes, downtrodden, poor, Dalit, underprivileged, have to continuously deal with government system. As a citizen, everyone comes across a bad experience with government official at some point of time. And that one bad experience changes our perception towards the entire government system and there is some truth in it. But we often fail to notice great work of service by millions of government officials who are full of dedication. It is so smooth that we don't even get to know that a government system or official is doing it. We have ASHA workers across the country. We have not heard much about these ASHA workers in our discussions. Bill Gates Foundation has become a world-famous entrepreneur and their success is exemplary. Bill Gates Foundation is world-famous for its entrepreneur family. Their success has become a shining example before world. Last time, we jointly honored Bill Gates and Melinda Gates with Padma Vibhushan. They run several social work projects in India. They are spending their post-retirement period and spending all their lives saving by serving the poor. Whenever the couple comes to India, they meet and they heap praise on ASHA workers. They praise their dedication and service of ASHA workers. They keep on telling about the excitement of learning something new. Odisha government felicitated an ASHA worker on the occasion of Independence Day. This ASHA worker serves on a small Odisha village called Tendagaon in the Balasore district. Most of the population of the village belongs to scheduled tribe. There are people belonging to ST community and there is tremendous poverty in the village. It is a malaria-infested region. One ASHA worker of the village, Jamuna Mani Singh, has resolved not to allow a single malaria-related death in the village. She visits every house in the village. She reaches the house as soon as she gets information about someone falling ill. She begins treating patients using the skills taught during their training. She stresses every house to use insecticide mosquito nets. ASHA worker Jamuna Mani Singh works with full dedication to ensure that every child sleeps properly like her own. And she fought against malaria and prepared entire village to fight malaria. There will be so many Jamuna Mani. There are millions of people around us. If we look at them with respect, they will become a big strength of our country. They share happy and sad moments of the society. I honor all such ASHA workers through Jamuna Mani. My dear young friends and the young generation who is active on internet and social media, there are 3 e-books available on mygov.in. One book is on the success stories of Swachh Bharat, other one is Sanshad Adarsh Gram, and the other pertaining to health sector. I request you to have a look at them. Also recommend to others, read, and if you like adding anything, then send to mygov. Such things we don't notice easily, but they are the real strength of the society. Positive strength is the biggest energy. You also share good incidences. Share these e-books. Discuss these e-books, and if an enthusiastic youth goes to nearby school and tells the 8th, 9th, 10th class student about these success stories, you can become a social teacher in real term. I invite you to join the nation building process. My dear countrymen, the whole world is worried about the climate changes. Climate change, global warming are issues of discussion and concern. Everything should get an approval based on standard. Temperature of the earth should not increase. This is everyone's responsibility and also concern. Energy conservation is the first solution to stop rising temperature. 14 December is National Energy Conservation Day. There are many government schemes. LED bulb scheme is on. I had said once that we should switch off all street lights and be on full moon's light for an hour. We should experience moonlight. One of my friends sent me a link and I saw it. I feel like sharing it with you. The credit goes to Zee News because the link was theirs. A woman, Noor Jahan in Kanpur, she is doing an unthinkable job. She is providing light by using solar energy. She is fighting against darkness and bringing fame to herself. She has formed a committee of women and set up a plant of solar energy lanterns. She provides lanterns for 100 rupees per month on rent. People take home the lanterns in the evening and return them in the morning for charging. I have heard that people from 500 houses come and take home lanterns. It costs 3 to 4 rupees a day to keep the entire house lit up. Noor Jahan recharges these lanterns through solar energy during the day. Big wigs of the world are doing many things for climate change, but Noor Jahan is inspiring all of us, and Noor Jahan itself means lighting up the world. I congratulate Noor Jahan and also Zee News because they have presented this work of Kanpur before the country and the world. Many congratulations. Mr. Abhishek Kumar Pandey from Uttar Pradesh called me over phone. Namaskar sir, I am Abhishek Kumar Pandey calling from Gorakhpur. I work as an entrepreneur. I want to congratulate Prime Minister for the Mudra Bank scheme initiated by him. I want to know one thing from the Prime Minister, that how do these banks support the entrepreneur like me? Thank you Abhishek ji. You have sent me a message from Gorakhpur. Mudra Yojana is a scheme to fund the unfunded. It is a scheme to give financial support to those who are not getting assistance from anywhere. In simple terms, it can be explained through 3 E's. They are enterprise, earning, and empowerment. Mudra encourages enterprise, mudra creates opportunity for earning and it empowers people in true sense. The mudra scheme has been launched to help small entrepreneurs, although it is still some time to get the pace of my liking. However, a good beginning has been made. In this small period, loans to the tune of 42,000 crores has been disbursed to about 66,000 people. The beneficiaries include washermen, barbers and newspaper vendors, people doing small businesses. Most heartening fact is that of 66.24 lakh beneficiaries are women. Most of the beneficiaries belong to the weaker sections of the society. They want to earn their living with honor by standing on their own feet. Abhishek himself has described his enthusiasm. I too received similar reports. I was told that Mr. Shailesh Bhosle of Mumbai was given a loan of 8.5 lakhs rupees under the Mudra scheme. He started the business of sewage drain and sanitation. I had said while launching the cleanliness mission that it will produce new entrepreneurs. Shailesh Bhosle has made it happen. He has brought a tanker and I have been told that in such a short period, he has already returned 2 lakh rupees to the bank. This was the idea when we launched the Mudra scheme. I was also informed about Ms. Mamata Sharma of Bhopal. She received a sum of rupees 40,000 from bank under Mudra scheme. She is making small purses. Earlier, she used to get at a higher interest and it was difficult to run her business. Now, as she has received a good amount as loan, it is easier for her to run the business. Earlier, she used to incur additional costs due to more interest and other overheads. Now, this money comes directly to her hand and she saves up to rupees 1000 rupees per month. And gradually, a good family business is taking shape for her. I would like this scheme to be further publicized. Our banks must be more sensitive and should come forward to help the poor people. Country's economy is actually being run by these small entrepreneurs only. We want to strengthen them. It has come out well and we want to further improve it. My dear countrymen, on the occasion of the birth anniversary of Sardar Patel on October 31st, I had mentioned Ek Bharat, Shreshth Bharat. These things keep our society vigilant. Eternal vigilance is the price of liberty. I want to turn Ek Bharat, Shreshth Bharat into a program. I had sought suggestions about it in MyGov. Suggestions about the structure of the program, about its logo, how to increase public participation and in what should be the form of the program. I have been told that a number of suggestions have been received, but I expect more suggestions. I expect specific schemes to be suggested. I was told that all the participants in this exercise will be given certificates. Several awards have been announced. You also apply your creative mind. How to make this mantra of Ek Bharat, Shreshth Bharat into one of uniting each Indian? How should the program run? It should be vibrant as well as spectacular. It should also be full of vitality. At the same time, it should also be simple to grasp. What should be the role of society? What should the civil society do? I am confident that your suggestions will be very effective. My dear brothers and sisters, winters have started setting in. It is a season to enjoy good food, to wear good clothes. But I request you to exercise regularly. I request you to take benefit of favorable season to exercise and do yoga and keep yourself fit. These activities should involve the entire family. For 1 hour, it should become a festival-like atmosphere in the family. You will see how vibrant you feel and for the entire day your body feels fit and healthy. The pleasant weather must induce you to inculcate good habits too. Once again, my best wishes to my dear countrymen. Jai Hind.